ABC Radio Australia.
Solomon Islands national politician is facing allegations that he misused hundreds of dollars of public funds. Police have charged Dixon Moore, who's the MP for the Savo Russells electorate. He's also a former forestry minister. Police allege that he misused a shipping grant. Now, the Solomon Islands government has a multi-million dollar program that gives MPs taxpayer funds for them to purchase ships on behalf of their constituency. The idea is to help build a regular shipping service. Now, Dixon Moore appeared in court yesterday. He was released on bail. But as Evan Wasuka reports from the capital, Honiara, this particular case dates back years to 2014.
Solomon Islands Member of Parliament for Savo Russells, Dixon Moore, has been arrested on charges of conversion. Assistant Police Commissioner Ian Vaivoiso say police allege Mr. Moore used shipping grant money allocated to his constituency for a purpose other than buying a ship.
Investigations revealed that instead of using the $3 million to purchase the ship as it was intended for, the MP allegedly paid $2.8 million to a local company for the purpose of items such as OBMs, outboard motors, and other equipment for distribution to his supporters in Savo Russells constituency. It also further alleges that $200,000 of the money was withdrawn as cash and used for other expenses.
The case against the Member of Parliament was filed with the police in 2014. Since that time, investigators say they've been piecing together financial transactions and witness statements. Police Commissioner Matthew Varley say cases of this kind take time and effort.
Our investigators have to apply a very high level and standard of attention to detail to be able to trace the money trail. And when millions of dollars like this go missing, the old saying goes that you follow the money. And that's exactly what the investigators in this case have done. They've been able to forensically trace banking documents and follow up on witnesses and statements.
Director of anti-corruption group Transparency Solomon Islands, Ruth Lilongula, say they have previously raised a complaint about this MP and that there are other cases of alleged misuse of shipping grants that should also be investigated.
This is a start, and we are happy that at least some of these things have been, these funds have been investigated, but it's not enough. Many more needs to be investigated because there are members of parliament who have got shipping grants but are yet to bring in any ships.
Mr. Moore will next appear before the magistrates' court on November 14.